Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. COVID-19 has claimed one more life in Woodbury County. Siouxland District Health says the victim was a middle-aged man. This brings the total number of deaths in the Sioux City metro area to 70. There are 13 additional cases in Woodbury County for a total of 2,970 positive cases and 39 deaths. One more death was reported in Dakota County on Thursday. The Iowa Department of Public Health's website showed three more deaths during a 24-hour period that ended at 10 a.m. There have been 641 deaths statewide. There are almost 400 new cases recorded in one day as well. 225 Iowans are in the hospital due to the coronavirus. 81 are in intensive care with 47 on ventilators. Sioux City hospitals are treating 59 COVID-19 patients as of yesterday afternoon. The number of patients locally continues to fall. The Iowa House of Representatives has replaced a controversial elections bill proposed by Senate Republicans with a bipartisan compromise. Senate Republicans passed a bill that would prevent the Secretary of State from automatically sending mail-in ballot request forms to all registered voters. He did that in the June primary election to promote voting by mail during the coronavirus pandemic, and Iowa had record turnout. The House scrapped most of the bill and passed a version that would allow the Secretary of State to make emergency changes to voting procedures if the Legislative Council votes to approve those changes. If the council rejects the Secretary of State's proposed changes, they can suggest an alternative or take no action. The bill goes back to the Senate. The Woodbury County Commissioner of Elections announced on Friday there will be 7 vote centers open for a special election on July 7th to fill an opening on the Board of Supervisors. The election was pushed back from April 14th because of concerns surrounding the pandemic. And leaders of the Plymouth County Fair voted to cancel this year's event in Lamar's. An announcement on Facebook says it was going to be difficult for a small board of 24 volunteers to manage all aspects of the fair and meet all safety requirements. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Here's the latest forecast from the KCAU 9 Weather Center. Have a fantastic Friday afternoon.